Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Ravens are 1-1 after handling their business this past Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. 30th anniversary season opener, honoring the 75 Colts. A lot of Ravens Hall of Famers and All Pros were there. And Baltimore, after a slow start offensively, got it together and wound up winning this game, going away, avoiding that Raiders debacle from 2024. That being said, even though the stat line for Lamar was glorious, maybe he wasn't as sharp as he should have been, and Cleveland might have had a lot to do with it. Let's not forget Ravens only rushed for 45 yards. So let's break this thing down, Ravens offense film study.
Yeah, when I was watching the All-22, what kind of came to my mind is that, you know what? I don't know, Bob, that the offensive line will face a better defensive front seven. I don't know that they will. You know, quickness, you know, their scheme and everything, and their sellout to stop the run. It's pretty strong. I mean, because those guys get up the field, and they've got some pretty quick athletes, you know, big, quick athletes, D linemen, and they got linebackers that can run and DBs that'll hit. So I think it was a very tough, you know, I'll guarantee you the old liner like, Jesus Christ, I'm glad that one's over with, because it was physical for them, you know, and I thought all the old linemen at times got overpowered. All of them got overpowered. Voorhees, a few times in the past, he got whipped by 96. You know, Linderbaum, he got whipped at times. Linderbaum got whipped. You know, Ronnie got beat. The thing that, you know, the chipping by linebackers and running backs wasn't great. I mean, Justice Hill, you know, a couple of times, you know, Ronnie, I think Ronnie's kind of expecting a little, just to give me a shoulder or something, and got nothing, you know. So I think those were all issues with the offensive line. And you say, well, why couldn't they run it? Well, they had eight men up there, eight against seven most of the time. So you're going to lose that. And then when they're attacking and they're more physical, they're on your side of the line of scrimmage. And what do you got to do to Derek? Don't let him get going. And he had a hard time getting going because the O-linemen were catching. They were catching and they were in the backfield. And, you know, Kolar and Mark Andrews are not great knock-you-off-the-ball type guys. You know, and neither's Payton. So it was not a good matchup for the Ravens. And Bob, if they didn't get the defensive field position and defensive scores and, you know, the special team stuff, it would have been a much different game. And, you know, I mean, if Cleveland had an offense whatsoever, then, you know, Cleveland would be a totally different team, because right now they got the number one defense in the league, and rightfully so. Now, the receivers-wise, I thought that Zay was really good. Zay gets hard to cover because he's so quick, changing directions and stuff. So he's always going to create separation. And Lamar got into a comfort zone with him. Why? Because he was making plays for him all over the field. Because what happens when it's zone coverage, You know, a quarterback, a lot of times if corner's off or whatever, you can go to either side. You know, like Andrews ran like a quick dig, you know, like just a wide turnout, and Andrews would have been open, or he had the outcut to Zay. All right, in that game, and I think it was like in the third quarter. I'm going to Zay. Why? Because he's caught me six balls. So I think those are some of the things. Why is Andrews not getting the ball? You know, coverage dictates a lot of that. And he was open a couple times, you know, against zone coverage. Against man, he struggled some there. Now, Henry could never get going. I mean, there was always orange in his face. You know, he got a couple times where he got going, you know, and it was well blocked. You know, and I thought, and I don't want to criticize Derrick Henry on, you know, picking holes, but looked like a couple times he missed, you know, would have been the hole, but I'm not going to criticize
him. Where was the RPO on Sunday?
You know what? They tried it a couple times, Bob. Like, on the one that, there was one where, remember when Lamar ran way to the right and they kind of pulled his pants down?
Oh, yeah.
If he cuts it
they
back
did,
in.
They pantsed him.
Yeah. If he cut it back in, because there was three guys to the outside, he cuts it back in, you know, he'd have been there. But, Bob, the RPOs, I mean, they were coming down hard to the back. And then they had, because they had eight up there, so there was a safety or a corner right there. So there was nothing to get there. The best plays they, I mean, Bob, the plays that they made, like the one to D-hop down to the one-yard line, I mean, that was a prayer. I mean, because he was scrambling, and he just threw a prayer up. And the thing was, you know what the offense did? The receiver, they made plays. They made plays. D-hop made two plays that most people don't make. Because, Bob, it was like Kyle Hamilton against Kelsey in the championship game. Was, you know, when Kelsey caught that one in the end zone. Hamilton couldn't have covered him any better.
No doubt.
And that's what it was with the, you know, I mean, Newsom's probably saying, the hell do I got to do? And D-Hop just made two plays. That's what he did. You know, otherwise, they're punting. You know, was it a great throw? Yeah. And it was a great play. You know, so that was a lot of it. The offense just made some plays is what they did, you know. And then Tez Walker, that was a hell of a route by him, the corner route, you know, and it was a great throw. It was a great throw. But Tez is fast and he's big. And his one in the end zone was real nice because he created a lot of separation there on that fourth down play. And nobody else was open. So that was otherwise Lamar was going to have to put his shoulder down and go take it up in there. But overall, wasn't a great game for the offense because they took the runaway. And they says, you know, you got to beat us throwing. And they've got some corners that are good. So the throws had to be perfect because there wasn't a lot of separation there. I mean, you saw when a lot of guys running wide open, not on Ward and Newsom, they weren't, you know, on 26, the nickelback. And that's what Todd did. He attacked the nickelback, you know, quite often. So, I mean, offensively, wasn't a great day. You know, they got 41 points.
Yep.
And Flowers made plays, and D-Hop made some great plays, and Tez Walker made plays, man. I mean, that was it. Because the offensive line, I'll guarantee you, they were sore that next day.
Real quick before we hit the break, through two games, who is the shakiest offensive lineman been?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of pick your point at times, Bob. I mean, it's either Voorhees or Falele. one of the two guards, you know, and Voorhees is better in Filet. Both of them are better, Bob, in the run than the pass. And then against Cleveland, that's their worst nightmare. You know why it's their worst nightmare? Because they're athletic guys with quickness, and that's Filet's kind of kryptonite is athleticism against him.
It's 58-81-057, the Fan, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Hear more from him as the show goes on. Coming up at 11 o'clock, Cordell Woodland's going to be joining us. Whip around 11:15, and then Jeff Berman, InsideMDSports.com. Terps are 3-0 for the fourth time in 5 years. Off to Wisconsin on Saturday at noon. It's on NBC and here at 105.7 The Fan. Terps getting 10.5 points on the road.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.